The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Here we go, and we are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And today is Thursday. It's 8:30 in the morning.
The 7th of January.
And we are coming to you from WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield. And then we also have our sister station,
WSBR. Lee, 88.1.
I can't hear you in my headphones. We're in a different room today.
Well, I'm lower. I'm hiring.
So you're hiring? I didn't know that there was a job. There we go.
That was my fault.
I didn't know that there was a job available. You're hiring?
I'm hiring the noise.
Oh! And we have a sister station, and that is?
WSBR from Lee, 88.1.
Excellent. Excellent. So Bev's been on the recording for an hour now, and now we're doing our show, which is called
Stuff.
And she's all recorded out. So if I talk a little bit more for the first 5 minutes or 10, that's why. She's going to have to take her breath. So we have had some snow. There we go. Nope, a little bit higher for me in my ear. We've had some snow, and I really am excited about it because, like I tell you all the time, every time we have snow, every time we have cold, we are getting closer to
spring.
Which is very exciting. I took down all my Christmas stuff. Just so nice to put it all away. Just put it all away, and we're done.
I thought you said we put the snow away. I was going to say thank you.
I just love the snow when it's pretty, and I don't like it once the plows have been through and it's all dirty and roads are dirty.
I love the plows. I would worship the plows.
They came up your driveway?
No, but they were getting us out of where we were.
Did you have a lot of snow when it snowed a few days ago?
About 3 inches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We didn't have that much here.
We had more ice than snow.
Yeah. So how was your trip in?
Not bad, but I didn't test it.
Good. It's probably a good idea not to test it. I sometimes I pull out of my driveway and go whipping down my street thinking it's clear, and I have some sliding issues. Luckily, there's no cars. So I'm good. All right. So I am going to do our quote of the day. And like we said, well, this one is Winston Churchill.
Okay.
And I didn't even read the quote yet in my head, you know, by myself. I'm just going to go for it, just like a fortune cookie.
Cold call.
Opening it up, and here it is. Success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. How about that?
Say that again.
Success is stumbling from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Hard said, but...
Uh-huh. Easier said.
Easier said.
Than done.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, because if you fail and fail and fail and fail, I would think that it
you
would be...
You get depressed.
Yeah, you would lose your enthusiasm, but...
Right.
There's those people that just don't lose the enthusiasm. They just keep on plugging.
Do you know any of those people?
My mother was one of those people.
Oh, I never met one of those people.
Yeah. I can think that maybe after failing once, you might still have your enthusiasm, but if it continues, it kind of is a,
it's yeah, it's
you might
kind of
you may
letdown.
Feel defeated.
It's like maybe I should have another goal.
Oh, change your goal.
Yeah,
But think of about people that have inventions. They fail, and then it happens.
And somebody else gets the credit.
Because you're dead? Because the person's dead who had the idea?
Because they're like, never mind.
It does happen, doesn't it?
Yes.
Do you have a true or false or a...
I have riddle.
I love the riddles. I love the riddles.
Well, I don't know if you're going to love these.
Okay. You don't know that.
What five-letter word can be read the same way upside down?
Oh, upside down?
It'll be the same as on the right side up.
So there's going to be an O in it. Oh, my God. So they won't be backwards. The letters won't be backwards.
No.
So if you flip it upside down, it reads the same.
Yep.
Is there an O?
I'm not telling you.
Okay, what's the next one?
What kind of ball doesn't bounce?
A meatball.
Well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to guess.
Partially, right.
Okay, all right.
Four cars come to a four-way stop at the same time. They are unable to agree on who should go first. As a result, everyone moves forward simultaneously. No one crashes into each other. How is this possible?
Oh, I know that one. Okay. I won't say.
Okay. Okay. But you think you know that one?
I do.
All right.
Yep. So Bev will repeat these at the top of the second half of our show, and you can test and see if you knew the answers.
Yeah.
So we're in a smaller studio right now that has a lot of darkness. And a lot of soundproofing
it's
on the walls.
Cozy.
And it really is. This is perfect for the nap room.
The nap room?
Yeah. If you're here and you're working and you just need to chill out, you know, this chair, when I sat in this chair, I said to you, oh, this is a great chair. And I reclined a little bit in this chair. So you can recline in this chair a little.
You can even spin in this chair.
You can spin and then recline. And if you put your feet up correctly, you'll stay reclined. You kind of have to put your feet up on a desk, I think.
Oh, okay. And stay reclined. I won't try that.
So this room is very, very muffled. It's weird. It's.
But it's, you sound so good on it.
Yeah, you do too. I sound very good on it.
All right.
So I have some things today. Kitchen habits that older adults still do that their kids don't understand.
Like turn off the water and close the refrigerator door?
Things like that.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
It would be helpful if people knew, right? Children knew that those things were pretty much...
De rigueur.
Yeah. So this is handwritten recipe cards.
Okay.
Do you still do that?
I just read the back of the box.
It's always so fun to talk to you about cooking. I love it so much because it's so different, but it works for you.
Yeah.
But it's so different. So you don't have recipe cards?
No.
You have a cookbook?
I have old recipe cards that I saved just because they look really cool.
Okay. But you don't cook them. You don't use them and cook something.
No.
So.
I usually get it off the internet.
So off the internet, if you're going to cook something or it's on the box.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of handwritten recipe cards that were friends, my mom's, my sister, you know, people that I know, recipes that I really love.
Okay.
And I will still write them out. This is really cool, though, because the recipe cards, and my daughter does this. If she has a cookbook or something she's printed off the internet, she will make notes on it. Don't add this much sugar. Reduce the amount of butter. I use clear vanilla extract. Do you know that there is such a thing as clear vanilla extract?
No.
I can't find it. I don't know where she found it. But clear vanilla extract is really cool to use in a meringue because your meringue stays white.
Okay.
Or when we make Italian cookies in the frosting, or anything else that you don't want tinted because vanilla is brown. So don't ask me how they
but
make it white.
Doesn't that kind of just kind of evaporate out of there anyway?
Not the color.
Oh.
No.
Shows you how often I've used it.
Yeah. So if you make meringue and you put some brown vanilla extract, it does tint it a little, kind of like you have a cataract.
And
you've been looking at white, and now you have a cataract, and it's not really white anymore.
Now I have two of them.
Well, the vanilla extract that's clear makes your meringue white, like you had cataract surgery, and now you're like, oh, my gosh, this is white? This is cool.
Okay.
So it says that they like... little notes like don't overbake this is a really good one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I have things. I went after the really interesting facts.
Okay.
And I found some that are pretty good, and also something that you don't think is as young as it is. You think these inventions happened ages
long ago.
But they were so close. This one stood out above all the rest, and you're not going to believe it.
Because I will be shocked.
You are covered in stripes.
I am?
Everybody.
We're covered in stripes?
Like zebras and tigers, we have stripes. They cover us from head to toe, but they're invisible. They're known as Blaschko's lines after the dermatologist Alfred Blaschko, who noted that the moles and other skin conditions tended to show up in lines like formations on his patients, and the lines didn't correspond to any known system of the body. You can see the lines, the stripes, under UV light.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm looking on my arms to see if I have any moles that are in lines. You can see them under UV light?
Yeah.
So the UV lights are the kind that if you go into one of those creepy stores and you go in the back and they have posters. They used to do this in the 60s and 70s.
Ooh, I wonder.
They had posters. You could go in and they had the UV. Are those black lights? Is that the same thing?
I don't think so.
Why did that just happen? The light. Oh, we're in the studio where the lights go out. And the minute I said black lights, all the lights went out in the studio.
It heard you.
Ooh. That was really strange.
But look at your hands. Look at the lines on your hands.
You mean the wrinkles?
No. Just the lines.
Oh, you're right. They're straight.
Yeah. You got them all over your body.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. That's really interesting.
We are our own avatars.
We are. Oh, I hated that movie. We went to see that movie. Oh, my gosh.
I know, but it's making $1 billion.
They are doing so well at the box office, and I don't understand it.
You're too peaceful.
It's gory. It's bloody.
I know.
It's really bad.
What else you got?
Okay. Thank you for the segue. That wasn't really a segue, but pushing me in another direction. Kitchen habits older adults still do that kids don't understand. The sacred bacon grease jar.
I threw those out. I just threw every single one that he had. I just threw them out.
Yeah. So if there might be someone listening that doesn't know what we're talking about.
You can explain.
We're talking about when you cook bacon, or for that matter, anything greasy. You didn't want to put it down your drain. It was very hot. So you had a jar.
You would clog your drain.
Right. So you put it in a jar and wait it for it to harden. And I always thought you wait for it to harden so you can scrape it out and put it in the trash.
No.
No. You continue to add to the jar. So it says it was a really smart thing to do. It says after frying your bacon, our parents didn't dump that liquid gold down the drain. Instead, they poured it into a jar and they parked it near the stove. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like it was a prized possession. It went into frying eggs, cooking potatoes, adding a bit more flavor to vegetables. Today, kids see grease and think it's trash. But back then, it meant flavor, comfort, and stretching meals a bit further.
You never knew what was cooked in it before, though.
Uh-huh. Sadly, it says, sadly, it's not something you ever see in modern kitchens or refrigerators anymore. It does add flavor. Yeah. It adds a lot of flavor. But I don't know how it stretches your food.
No.
I don't know how that works.
Well,
would,
you
like,
don't
add
have
another
to keep
serving.
Buying your lard.
It does have the flavor. And you'd see all the little chunks of bacon in there. And
this is interesting. And I didn't think it could be possible. John Tyler was the 10th president of the United States. Until recently, he had two living grandsons. Tyler had 15 children between two wives. His 13 of those kids, Lyon Gardner Tyler, was born in 1853 when his dad was in his 60s. Lyon Tyler also had two wives, the second of whom he married in 1923, and they had two sons.
Oh.
Lyon Gardner Tyler Jr. came first in 1925 when Lyon was around 72. Next came Harrison Ruffin Tyler, who was born in 1928. Lyon Gardner Tyler died in 1935, but his son lived until September 2020.
2020. And what was the very first date?
Whenever the 10th president went in, I don't know what the first date was. 18-something.
That's crazy.
His grandson, not great-grandson, not great or anything, grandson. Just grandson.
Grandson.
Yep.
Wow, he really kept his lineage moving along, and it probably still is, going into great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure.
Did you ever trace your history? Did you ever do a tree?
Oh, yeah.
How far back did you go?
Grandparents, because they either came from Poland or Ireland, and we don't have their names.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a mutt.
I think most of us are mutts.
Yes.
So here's something, and I don't know if we talked about the junk drawer in one of our shows. Did we talk about the junk
drawer? Don't we still have those?
Every older kitchen had that drawer. You know, the one, it held twist ties, rubber bands, bread clips, spare batteries, mystery keys, and maybe a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing got thrown away because you might need it someday.
Yep.
And honestly, they often did. Kids today might laugh, but when you need a rubber band at 9 p.m., that drawer delivered. It was part storage unit, part survival kit. Opening it felt like digging for treasure, except the treasure was very practical and slightly tangled, and you didn't always find what you're looking for.
No, and every time you looked for something, you messed it up so bad you couldn't find something else.
Did we talk about the beginner junk drawer to give to someone at their wedding?
No,
the wedding gift?
I don't think so.
Or when they buy a house?
No, but I think that's funny.
I don't remember who I was talking to about this, but I thought it was brilliant. It was giving the couple who's probably buying their first home or maybe getting married.
Uh-huh.
A junk drawer starter kit. You put in a paper clip, a rubber band, a tack, a twisty tie, a coupon, a newspaper article, all folded
bread
up.
Wrapper.
Yeah, yeah. All those things. A cork. Those are all the things. A pair of scissors that are broken.
I still have one.
The broken pair of scissors where there's only one blade, but you keep it because you can open a box with it.
Yes. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
A piece of this, a piece of that, a washer, you know, a rubber ring washer.
Yep.
So if you're going to a wedding, people, if you're going to maybe a shower, maybe there's somebody you know who's buying their first home, what a fun idea to start them on their first junk drawer.
They won't know what it is.
No, they
we'll
won't.
Have
you'll
to
have to
it.
You'll have to go look it up. The junk drawer picture I have in front of me is pretty organized. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right.
The U.S. nuclear launch system used floppy disks until 2019. Up until just 7 years ago, launching a nuke would have required the use of not just a floppy disk, but an IBM computer that also dated back to the 70s. In the eyes of Lieutenant Colonel Jason Rossi, commander of the Air Force's 595 Strategic Communications Squadron, that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. He told 60 Minutes that you can't hack something that doesn't have an IP address. It's a very unique system. It is old, and it is very good.
Wow.
I mean, they've I think they've updated lately, but that's something.
That's something. Why do they call it a floppy disk when it's not floppy?
Some of them were.
Were they?
Yeah, I used to have floppier disks.
Really?
Yeah, they were like rubber.
Oh, I don't ever remember those.
You're a young child.
It's not that I'm younger. It's that I wasn't into anything with computers until I met Mark.
Ah.
Although I took a class, but it was about DOS.
Okay.
Which I didn't even need. Once I finished the class, by that time, technology had advanced. It didn't need anything I learned at that class. Yeah. It was not a fun class either.
Huh.
So, you know, there were jars that lived many lives. The saving of the jar. Older generations never trusted throwing out a perfectly good glass jar, especially if it had a cover.
Even that goes to wine bottles sometimes.
Yes, it's something about it. These glasses became, the pasta sauce jars became drinking glasses. The jam jars stored nails, and margarine tubes held everything from leftovers to screws to buttons. Margarine tubes? What's a margarine tubs. Thinking to myself, I've never seen margarine in a tube.
No.
So it's a tub. So all these things would get stored in these little containers. It says, today, however, kids expect everything to be matching.
Oh, no.
Matching
no.
containers with snap-on lids and labels. That's me. I'm one of those people.
It's all your fault.
Pray for me. They'll never know the adventure of opening a tub to find something quite different from what you were expecting. Reusing things saved money, reduced waste, and gave things a second life. And it was all about convenience rather than going green. Recycled. We were recycling back then and didn't even know it.
Recycled within the household.
Within the household. You reused and reused. I remember reusing the jars. I didn't throw out baby food jars. I thought I'd keep them and I'd fill them up with things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your screws in them.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
All right.
You can make a snow globe.
I did.
With a used...
Made a bunch of them.
Yeah. You can use jars.
Bananas are naturally radioactive. Bananas have high levels of potassium, and some potassium is radioactive, and that means bananas are naturally radioactive. It's not a lot of radiation, though. As the Environmental Protection Agency explains, consuming one banana would deliver a total dose of 1 millirem, which I have never heard of before. That's some kind of measurement. To put that into context, you would need to eat about 100 bananas to receive the same amount of radiation exposure you get every day in the United States.
We get radiation exposure every day in the United States? Okay.
Yep.
And then you're adding to it if you eat 10 bananas?
Yep.
Makes me not want to buy any more bananas.
But you'd have to eat 100 of them to do this.
Yeah. 100 bananas is a lot of bananas in a day. And I think that bananas are binding.
Well, hey.
So I think it's not a good idea.
No.
To eat 100. How many bananas in an hour do you have to eat? A lot. All right. You'd have to eat a lot of bananas per hour. What about monkeys? I don't know. Do monkeys really eat bananas, or is that just something that we created in TV?
Maybe they just eat the peels.
Maybe. Maybe. Here's a kitchen habit that we did, and I know you probably did it. I did it. Defrosted food on the counter.
Defrosted food?
Took chicken out of the freezer and put it on the counter and then went to work.
Oh, defrosting.
What did I say?
Frost it.
Oh, frost it? No, that's a dessert show, but we're not doing a dessert show today.
Defrosting. Yep.
I did it all the time. Nobody ever got sick?
No.
It's a defrosting meat in the microwave? That was simply unheard of, and defrosting meat on the counter was totally normal. You pull it out in the morning, set it on a plate, and trust the universe to do the rest. No apps, no timers, and most importantly, no panic. Older adults also grew up without the strict food safety rules that were introduced, like the habit of defrosting meat on the counter, and the habit of defrosting meat on the counter stuck. Kids today would gasp in horror, but for many of us, it was just how it was done.
Yeah.
Did it all the time.
It's still the way for a lot of people, I'll bet.
Yeah. I still do it, but I cover it with a dish towel.
Place it on a paper plate or something.
Yeah. And if you cover it with a dish towel, it defrosts a lot slower. So it's still cold later. But yeah, if any of these things seem kind of weird to you, you can let us know. Hey, thanks for your emails. Our email address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com. Please remember, follow suit. Give us a call.
They can't call us. That's not a phone number.
By email. But.
Yes.
B-U-T-T.
B-U-T-T.
It's a real unit of measurement. There is such a thing as a butt, other than your butt. And if you ever talked about having a buttload of something, hold on to your butts, because butt is a real unit of measurement. It was at one point used for casks of liquids like wine and whiskey. As Adam Clark Este so elegantly put it at Gizmodo, that means if you fill the barrel up, you technically have a buttload of wine, though you'd probably just call it a full butt. A butt amounts to about 108 imperial gallons, or about 130 American gallons.
What's an imperial gallon?
I would say international, probably.
So that's a butt.
B-U-T-T.
Do you say buttload?
Yeah.
Do you know what I always say? A boatload.
Oh, that's all right. I've heard that too.
You have?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good, because I was afraid maybe I was saying it wrong.
You ready?
I am ready for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And we are. And this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And this is the second half of our show. And we're still in the number two recording room. And the light keeps going off, but now we know what's really happening.
Yes.
We know what's really happening.
So what you got?
I have actually something cute. Winnie the Pooh, he said,
"Aww.
People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day."
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
I love Winnie the Pooh.
You have...
Eeyore.
Yes, you do, don't you? How old is Eeyore?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a few years.
Yeah. You still have him, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Are you kidding?
That's so cool. All right.
I'm an Eeyore. I've got an Eeyore.
That day was great. That was a great day. I gave her an Eeyore, and she was just like a kid. It was
ecstatic.
So cool.
Ecstatic.
So excited. So you have riddles. No, they weren't riddles. They were not true or false.
They were not true or false.
They were, what were they?
Got to find a pager now.
Yeah, they were good.
Here we are.
All right.
What five-letter word can be read the same way upside down? What kind of ball doesn't bounce? And four cars come to a four-way stop at the same time, unable to see who goes first. A result, everybody goes at the same time, but nobody crashes into each other.
I've got that one.
Okay.
I've got that one. I guess there's a lot of different ones you can use for the ball. But the word thing, I can't wait to hear that because that's cool.
Okay.
All righty. I have more of kitchen habits older adults still do that kids today won't understand. A flour sifter.
What's the matter with that?
Remember that thing? It had a handle and you squeezed it and it went back and forth.
Don't we still use that?
I don't use a flour sifter, but I do sift it with a mesh thing. You know, it's like a colander, but it's not. It's a strainer. The little screen strainer
thing.
Yeah,
that wouldn't sift it, really.
I just shake it, and it sifts it. It slides back and forth on the screen.
Okay.
This flour, using a flour sifter felt fancy. Even on an ordinary day when your grandma was just baking bread, you filled it, you squeezed the handle back and forth, and you watched the flour fall like fresh snow into the bowl.
Sometimes you had to do it because otherwise it'd be too heavy.
Too heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It added air.
Uh-huh.
And made baking feel official. Today, kids rely on pre-sifted flour and skip the step entirely. Older adults enjoyed the ritual. It slowed things down. It made baking feel like a craft, not a shortcut. Plus, that little cloud of flour made you feel like something magical was about to happen in the oven.
I think that's so quaint. I love that.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you who've never sifted flour,
try it.
Yeah. Because it's cool to watch it go down, and it really does make a soft, fluffy pile of flour.
It's soothing.
It is. I think I'll go home today and sift some flour, light a candle, put on some soft music.
I can see it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The last time, and I don't know how many people have ever really thought about this, but the last time all of humanity was on Earth was October 31, 2000. Here's a fact that might blow your mind. The last time all of humanity was on Earth together, that's the day the first crew of the International Space Station headed into orbit, and someone's been on the ISS ever since. So we have people who are no longer living on Earth.
But are living.
Yes.
Well, obviously.
I don't know how many.
I don't know how many either. But don't they switch out?
I don't know, but there's somebody there all the time.
But they haven't been there for the entire time.
Since 2000, it's only been 25 years.
For somebody to be up in space and live and not come back down?
Who knows?
What about their family? What about their family?
Maybe they didn't have one.
Wow.
Maybe they wanted to go away.
I can't imagine.
I don't know.
I know they have a gym.
How do you know they have a gym?
Well, I know that when you see the pictures of stuff, they have a treadmill or something. They have ways to exercise because it's not really big.
No.
I'd go crazy.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
That's very cool. I thought, I anticipated something different when you started to read that.
Well, what did you anticipate?
I anticipated you were going to say that it was the last time everyone was on the planet and nobody was up in the air. Like, and I thought you were going to say it was, my mind just traveled. And I thought it was COVID when all the planes were down, there were no helicopters up. And everybody was with their feet on the ground.
Oh, okay. I should have mentioned that it was the International Space Station first.
You probably did. You probably didn't hear it. You probably did.
Okay.
Kitchen habits. Okay. Sharpen your knives. Don't replace them. Replacing knives was unheard of back in the day when knives got dull. Older adults didn't toss them away. They sharpened them. How, you ask? A steel rod or a whetstone? And it's W-H-E-T.
Yeah, whet.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Lived on the counter or in the kitchen drawer. Did you have one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Waiting to be pulled out to sharpen mom's favorite knife that was feeling a bit dull. Kids today might buy a new knife set or use an electric sharpener. But back then, kitchen tools were made to last. People also cared for their tools by maintaining them and passing them down to younger generations.
Now, that kind of surprises me that people don't know that.
To sharpen their knives?
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. I have my father's sharpener, which I think was my grandmother's.
Yeah.
That I use, and I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference when you sharpen your knives. You try cutting a tomato and you're finding that it's not going through the skin right away. You sharpen that knife and let me tell you, get your fingers out of the way.
It'll slice it.
That thing's going to slide right through that tomato. You don't need to buy a new knife.
Okay.
Just buy a sharpener.
Okay.
All right.
That's right. Don't throw away your knives. Somebody said recently, I heard on internet, and I don't know if this is true, you can take a knife on a plane now as long as it's only 3 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Because 3 inches doesn't reach your organs or your heart?
I don't know.
Or your neck? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that makes me feel comfortable.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't make me feel comfortable at all. I'm flying on Friday. That doesn't make me feel comfortable.
Jeez, if I'd realized that, I wouldn't have told you.
Yeah, I'm so not comfortable. Maybe you need to wear a metal neck brace or a helmet with eye covers in a bulletproof vest or a knife-proof vest. No, that doesn't make me feel good. I'm actually going to ask that question. They'll probably arrest me wondering why I'm asking that question. And I'll say, Beverly did this.
Blame it on Beverly.
Beverly.
In 1966, the National Academy of Sciences released a paper that led to two amazing inventions. This is 1966. You would have thought this would have been around before then, but paramedics and 911 came around in 1966. The paper reported that an American soldier in the Vietnam War would be more likely to survive a serious wound than someone on a city street because there was such a poor emergency response system at home.
Wow. Because you didn't dial 911.
Yeah.
Who would you dial? The operator, right?
Well, you would either...
I would dial the operator.
Scream, run down to your fire station or police station or next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Chancy.
911, 1966. That's an interesting thing because I wouldn't even have been able to guess. I would have probably said 1980. for 911.
Oh.
Yeah. You think it was sooner? You thought it was sooner than that?
Kind of.
Or if you're on a party line, you can just ask.
Never mind.
Doesn't make sense. There was an aluminum foil era.
I still have a lot of aluminum foil, but I haven't used it in a long time.
Right, because you can't microwave in aluminum foil.
Nope.
Right, so can you line your cat litter box with aluminum foil?
Cats don't mind aluminum foil.
So you can put that down in the litter box?
Doesn't bother them at all.
So you can use it for that.
You
can also make a hat. You can make jewelry. Leftovers in fancy containers? Unheard of. Back in the day, leftovers were wrapped in aluminum foil and popped back in the fridge. It was the unsung hero of most kitchens and was used to cover the plates, cover bowls, keep that half-eaten sandwich fresh, and to roast meat to perfection. You could also mold it into any shape, reuse it if it still looked decent. All that mattered was that it worked. Today, kids reach for plastic containers with matching lids, thinking it'll keep their food fresh forever. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, really?
It won't keep your food fresh forever.
Nope. Not even for 2 weeks.
No. Did my mom, there were times when I would bring my lunch to school, but she never wrapped my sandwich. I can't ever picture foil. I picture wax paper.
Yeah.
And there's times when I have actually made a sandwich to bring somewhere. If I'm just, I don't know, if we go kayaking or something like that, an outdoor thing, and I will wrap it in wax paper because of my mother.
Aw.
Yeah.
Carry it on the line.
Yeah.
All right. This I didn't believe. Raw salmon sushi. You like sushi?
I don't like it if it's not cooked. I only eat cooked sushi.
Okay. Sometimes we associate with Japan, that's even later as salmon sushi, at least with raw fish. According to NPR, in the 1980s, the Norwegian salmon industry had a glut of the fish, so they tried to offload it on Japan by trying to convince them to eat it raw, which, for reasons like parasites, wasn't an idea Japanese fish executives were overly fond of. But obviously that distaste was overcome, and now salmon sushi is a classic that has appeared in the United States since the 1970s.
Just 1970?
Just 1970.
Not before.
No.
I will not eat raw fish.
No.
Any kind of raw fish. No. I won't eat raw meat. I don't even like my burgers cooked medium rare anymore. I got to cook them medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I get really afraid of raw
okay.
fish, raw chicken. Oh, no, you can't eat raw chicken, but. Hey, remember the days of the good china?
The good china?
The good china in your home. There was always the good dishes that you couldn't use until you had company.
Now they tell you just
use
toss
them.
It.
Or toss it.
Yep.
Nobody buys it anymore. Well, I shouldn't say that.
They might, just because it looks good.
Every household had good china, and for whatever reason, no one ever used it. Instead, it stayed locked away in the china closet on display, waiting for holidays and guests or a special occasion that very rarely came. Everyday meals came on sturdy plates that could survive a drop. Older adults believed special things should stay special. Using that china meant the company mattered, and that you wanted to show them that you cared. It was less about the plates and more about showing respect, even if they only came out twice a year before being packed away safely again. My mother had two sets of good china.
Did she use them a lot?
Only when there was company. in Waterford crystal wine glasses and water glasses.
Oh, my goodness.
And silver in a special box with the black cloth and everything. All that stuff. It can't go in the dishwasher.
You have to do it everything by hand.
You have to wash it all by hand.
Yep.
But and then when you'd get married, what would you do? You'd go and you'd pick out your china pattern. And then somebody would buy that for you for your wedding gift or pieces of it. And then you put it away and you never use it.
That's the one thing that always surprised me. When you get married, you tell everybody what it is that you want beforehand.
Yes.
And when your birthday or it's an anniversary or something, a baby's born, you don't tell them what you need.
Tell them what you want.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's that called? There's a
register.
Register.
You register. When I go to a registry, I always look for something that will last for a long, long time. Not the clothing for a 3-month-old.
Right.
I always find something that will go for a long time. Yeah. So
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I usually buy the baby like an encyclopedia. things like that. You know, a size XL shirt when they're older, just in case. You know.
Okay.
A belt. Size 10 sneakers.
Anyway.
You know, for the future.
What kind of ball doesn't bounce?
Is it time? Are we done?
We are.
Oh my gosh, we're done. So I had said a meatball, and you said I was close.
Only because...
It's a chicken ball?
No.
Ham
the
ball?
Answer,
Pork
the
ball?
Answer they gave is a snowball.
Snowball.
It doesn't bounce. But, I mean, I was thinking there's about, 100 different ways you can say
yeah.
Which ball didn't.
An eyeball.
How do you know it doesn't bounce?
Well, I don't know. You want to try it?
No. Four cars.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do it?
They all take a right turn.
Yes. What 5-letter word can be read the same way upside down?
I don't have any idea.
Write down the word swims.
Is it all capital letters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swims.
Swims. And then turn it over? Oh, it does. It does. Swims and swims. I didn't think that the letters would change to a different letter, but it does. It's really cool. That would be a cool thing to have in a frame on the wall, and then when company comes over,
turn the thing around.
You know, show them. That's really cool. I like that. All right, everybody, thank you for listening today. We will be here again next Thursday at 8:30
in the morning.
I love that. Swims. Swim and swim.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.